Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
We welcome you once again to Western New York as the Monmouth Hawks, for the second time in 3 days, take part in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference's Buffalo Road Swing. This afternoon, it's the Hawks visiting the Golden Griffins from Canisius College. In this MAC contest, Monmouth comes into this afternoon's game at 8-8 overall and 2-3 in league play, while Canisius comes in 10-6, 4-1 in the league. They're off a 94-91 thrilling double overtime win over Monmouth's in-state rival Ryder last time out. The Hawks come in to this afternoon's game off a convincing win over Niagara back on Friday night, 85-74. Alongside my broadcast partner this afternoon, Steve Pizzazz, I am Eddie Iacopinti. Our good buddy Brian Cedillo back in the studio's engineering. This afternoon's MAC matinee broadcast, that Steve, for the second time in a couple of days, will have Monmouth playing against one of the best basketball players, not just in the league, but in the country.
Canisius has Billy Barron, Eddie. He is a big-time ball player. He is sixth in the country in scoring at almost 23 points per game. And he's also really efficient. He shoots 45% from the floor and 42% from the three-point line. And he's also at 92% from the free throw line. He is a guy that the Hawks have to know where he is at all times. You have to contest. And he's a big-time ball player. The Hawks need to know where he is at all times today.
Billy Barron, name sounds familiar. He is the youngest son of Jim Barron. He's in his second year here at Canisius as the head coach, his 27th season overall as a collegiate head coach. And before we get into the particulars, Steve, of today's game, little history here this afternoon. The last time Monmouth faced a Jim Barron coach team, back when he was the head man at URI, back in the Boylan Gym days in 2007, and he brought in a Rams team that featured his older son, Jimmy Barron, and all he did was come in and shoot the lights out of the gym in a Rams win over the Hawks. Well, it's kind of deja vu all over again as this afternoon a pair of Barons take on a Monmouth team that comes in 11-point winners last time out. And Steve, the way they went about that win, very different from how they've won games earlier this season, and it started with those young post players.
The bigs were phenomenal in that game, Eddie, and really set the tone. And also with that big lineup, the Hawks played mostly zone against Niagara and really controlled Antoine Mason for most of the game. Zach Tillman was 2 of 2 from the floor. Chris Brady was 5 of 6 from the floor and finished with 13 points. And Marcelo Hudiger also was 2 of 2 from the floor. So the bigs combined only missed one shot in the game. They were really just great. And defensively, the big lineup really gave Niagara problems. I don't think the Hawks will go to that zone today, as Canisius is a completely different team than Niagara is. They have a lot of shooters. In fact, they have 5 guys who shoot 40% from three. I don't think the Hawks will go to the zone much today, if at all.
Monmouth comes in again 8-8 overall, 2-3 in the MAC, and where, Steve, that puts them in the overall league standings. They've moved up a spot. They went for a tie for 8th place with Niagara. Now they're tied for 7th with Marist, their old NEC rival. Coach Jeff Bowers and the Red Foxes at 2-3 along with Monmouth. You look at the MAC standings, 4 teams are 4-1 in league play, including this Golden Griffin team, along with Iona, Quinnipiac, and Manhattan. Ryder and Siena are 3-2, Monmouth and Marist 2-3, St. Peter's, Niagara 1-4, and Fairfield struggling right now at 0 and 6. So we started this pregame show, Steve, which today is presented by our friends at First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. We started talking about an individual in Billy Barron. Well, now, Steve, let's talk about this Monmouth team for a second. You mentioned it, how good the young big guys were in that win over Niagara. Justin Robinson was also fantastic in that game, as was Josh James. Monmouth looks right now to be playing some pretty good basketball, which is, I know, encouraging, because before that, they had really struggled in games against Quinnipiac and Wagner, sandwiched around a win over Siena. But what did you see last game from this MU team that lets you think they're kind of breaking out of that little Christmas time break funk that they look to be in?
But Wagner and Quinnipiac games were tough matches for the Hawks because of their size and their experience. Now, Canisius is also very experienced, and the Hawks have struggled against teams who are older than them this year. It'll be interesting to see how the Hawks respond to their big win against Niagara the other night, and also how they play Billy Barron. I'm looking forward to see how they guard him. You know, do they trap, screen, and roll? Do they run traps at him? Are they going to try to get the ball out of his hands? Or are they going to try to go back to that zone and just know where he is at all times? The zone was very, very effective against Niagara. I think what's helping Monmouth get out of that funk also is the fact that they're finding other places to score. For a while, it was just Deion Jones and Red Nicholas. Now they're getting some points from everybody. Josh James had a couple tough games earlier on. He's now playing well again. Justin Robinson had a nice game against Niagara. And then, like we mentioned, the bigs are starting to score more and more. So they're starting to find other places to get points.
Monmouth and Canisius meeting for the first time as conference opponents this afternoon here in Kessler Athletic Center. Listen, Monmouth fans, don't get confused. It's a different man and name than Kessler Field, different family. As we come into this afternoon's game, it will be the first ever meeting between these two schools, Monmouth and Canisius. Canisius was picked third in the MAC preseason poll coming into this season. We know where Monmouth was picked, Steve, picked at the bottom of the poll. So now you take a look at the season. Non-conference is over. You're a few games in the league play. And before we get to your keys to the game, what do you think has been the biggest reason that Monmouth is, and I think a surprising 8-8 and ahead of schedule, what has been the biggest reason? Because we've talked about it, and you've mentioned it here on the pregame show. They're able to win a lot of different ways. They play man, they play zone, they can have different guys score. And I know you were impressed the other night with Coach Rice and Crew's game plan against that. Everything I just said, when you put it all together, how does that work out to where Monmouth, I think, is really ahead of schedule?
I think a few different reasons. One is that Monmouth was completely outsized last year, and they're no longer outsized. Yes, their bigs are still young and out-experienced in games, but Monmouth is no longer outsized in games, and I think that's important, especially defensively. You know, some of these bigs might not score or block a lot of shots, but just having them down low, taking up space defensively, is very important. And then when they start getting more and more developed offensively, it's going to be that much better. I think two other reasons. Deion Jones has been great to start the year. He struggled a little bit the past couple games, had a nice game against Niagara. Hopefully he's starting to break out of a funk. We knew what Red Nicholas was, that he was going to score a lot. What we didn't know was how good Max DeLeo was going to play this year. And he's been absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, defensively and his hustle plays, we knew. But his offense has taken a next step. He's the leading three-point shooter percentage-wise in the MAC, which is still phenomenal. And I think he's a huge reason why the Hawks are doing so well this season.
It'll be Monmouth and Canisius this afternoon. Both teams come in off of wins. The Golden Griffins have won two of their last three. Monmouth comes into this one winners of two of their last three as well. As Steve, before we take our first and final break here on our First Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show, your keys to this afternoon's game, and they're presented by our good friends at Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Every day, extraordinary.
We talked about Billy Barron again, 22.7 points per game. He's sixth in the country. 45% from the floor, 42% from three, 92% from the foul line. So that means don't foul him and contest his shots. He had 38 points against Ryder the other night in a double overtime win, which we saw the highlights of his buzzer beater, which was a great shot where he threw ahead, breaking a trap, ran the ball down, got a pitch back, and then launched about a 25-footer and knocked it down at the buzzer. You have to know where he is at all times. Three-point shooting is huge. 40% as a team. They have five guys who shoot in the 40s. Jordan Heath, he's 6'10", but he shoots 50% from three. And also, they only give up 32% to opponents. And then lastly is the experience factor. Seniors versus a young team, and also all the travel. This is a very well-known trip amongst MAC teams, this Western New York trip. Can you pull off two in a row, which would be absolutely huge for Monmouth?
And we'll see. Good job, by the way. A little segue. We'll be able to check that this afternoon. It'll be Monmouth and Canisius. You're going to hear it right here on both 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and as well as the free Radio Pup app for iPhone and Android. Steve and myself will have the call for you. Brian is back in the studios. We'll take our first and only timeout here on our pregame show. We're back in 2 minutes with the starting lineups and the tip between Monmouth and Canisius. And again, folks, you're going to hear it right here on the proud home of Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back courtside here, Kessler Athletic Center on campus at Canisius College. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti with you on the call. Brian Cedillo back in the studios. And now we'll get this afternoon's starting lineups and the Monmouth starting lineup presented by our friends at McLoone's Restaurants. McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great locations. Steve will see the same Monmouth lineup this afternoon we saw Friday night. Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, three-guard alignment in the backcourt. In the front court, two young bigs that were so good against Niagara, Zach Tillman and Chris Brady, for third-year head coach King Rice, and that lineup really proved dividends for MU against Niagara. How good were Tillman and Brady in that first half that really set Monmouth up for that big second half run in the win?
They're really coming along nice, and also Coach Rice and the game plan that he implemented really took advantage of their size. Monmouth outsized Niagara and was just phenomenal in the post, and they made a real concerted effort to get the ball inside. They were really ducking in hard, running guys off screens on the baseline, and then posting up hard, getting the ball in strong, and then finishing around the rim.
Take a look at the Canisius starting lineup, and this will be the lineup that second-year head coach Jim Barron sends to the floor. He's been a head coach, and a good one, for 27 years. It starts in the backcourt with his son, Billy Barron, the second leading scorer in the MAC, top 10 in the country, just over 22 points per game. He's joined in the backcourt by a freshman, Zach Lewis, 6'3", out of Windsor, Connecticut. He spent a year at prep school. He's also joined by a senior in the backcourt, 6'3", Chris Perez from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. He's a transfer from Stetson University in Florida. The bigs, technically, I put them in air quotes, one of them is actually a guard. Chris Manhertz is listed as a forward this afternoon. He goes 6'6" from the Bronx, New York. Big, physical, good rebounder for an undersized post. And Jordan Heath, a 6'10 senior from Rochester, New York, gets the start as well. He is more of a finesse big, Steve. Good shooter, as you said. Shoots at about 50% from three. So it's funny that Manhertz probably does more of the dirty work down low than Heath, because Heath is that long, lanky. He's kind of like a European big guy with the way he plays. But no doubt about it, this Canisius team, very, very talented, especially scoring the basketball.
Absolutely. And Jordan Heath, almost half of his shots have been threes. He shoots 50% from three. And he's a big, long guy. He also has blocked 40 shots on the year. He's a guy that can protect the glass a little bit and shoot the three, and he'll try to stretch the floor. It'll be an interesting matchup to see Brady or Tillman have to guard him on the perimeter.
Monmouth again in their road midnight blue uniforms, Monmouth and white across the chest, piping down the left side and right side. Canisius will take the floor in their home white uniforms. Canisius in yellow across the chest, number on the front and back, name in navy on the back of the jersey as well. Steve, this is one of the better teams in the MAC. Big road test here for Monmouth. on a Sunday afternoon. Folks, we thank you for joining us here for this matinee contest on the Shore Sports Network as Tilghman is going to jump things up with Jordan Heath. Monmouth will go right to left. The Golden Griffins of Canisius will go left to right.
Really looking forward to this game, Eddie, seeing the Hawks compete against an upper team of the MAC and also watching Billy Barron play.
Tip is controlled by Tilghman, so Monmouth will have the afternoon's first possession as Robinson will initiate. Hawks moving right to left. Canisius comes out man-to-man defense as Andrew Nicholas has it left wing. They throw it into the right corner. Justin Robinson fakes it three, throws to Brady, whose shot is blocked by Jordan Heath.
Oh, we just talked about that. Jordan Heath, 40, now 41 blocks on the year. Hawks ran that same play they ran against Niagara. They had Justin Robinson running the baseline, and they dumped it into the post.
Hawks inbound, 13 on the shot clock. Andrew Nicholas, catch around a screen, in the lane, floater over Heath is missed. Heath pulls down the rebound.
Heath is a big guy. Yes, he shoots a lot of threes, but he is definitely a guy who guards the rim.
I'll tell you what, he's actually towering over Brady somehow, and they're both listed at 6'10". Billy Barron, top of the key. Justin Robinson draws his first assignment, and he's fouled as Barron as he moves to the basket by Andrew Nicholas.
That's going to be a tough guard for whoever's guarding Billy Barron if he's going to get some calls like that. Little reach and foul called, and first foul almost a minute into the game.
19-12 to go first half. No score here. Zach Lewis, the talented freshman, goes to Heath. Over to Barron. Quick pull at a three. Oh, he put it in. That is such a quick, smooth shot for Billy Barron.
The Hawks go 2-3 zone out of baseline, out of bounds. And that time, through rotation, Brady ended up at the top against Billy Barron, and Barron just lined it up and knocked it down.
Again, this Canisius team played a double overtime game against Ryder that they won 94-91 back on Friday night. Justin Robinson, right wing, throws top of the key for Deion Jones. Deion dribbles himself into the left corner, picks up his dribble. Now top of the key, Robinson, 11 on the shot clock. He picks up his dribble, throws right elbow to Nicholas, tried to bounce it to Tilghman, and it was taken away by Manhurst, and then he's fouled by Chris Brady, who hits the deck very hard.
Sloppy play there, right there by Andrew Nicholas, trying to force the ball inside. It looks like Brady's really shaken up here as he's holding his head. I don't know if they collided heads or if Manhurst threw an elbow, but he's holding his head too, so maybe they just collided heads.
Brady's kind of clutching his right eye temple area. He'll take a seat. Tyrone O'Gara will check in. Canisius leads Monmouth 3-0. We have played a minute and a half as both benches, Steve, both teams have gone to their benches. The officials are going to come over our way and look at the replay monitor. They're going to make sure there was no malicious intent in what Chris Brady had happened to him. Weirdly enough, we get a bird's eye view of what's going on with the replay monitor, located directly to our right here at the Kessler Athletic Center.
I've never really been this close before to a monitor situation. They are literally right next to us.
No, like that's we're kind of lowering our voices because they're right there. I tell you, we should go Mike Pereira style and put the headset on one of the officials. get their take. Every team in the MAC gets the ability to use replay. Each school has a home replay system. We have one at Monmouth University as well. And officials have their judgment to go over, Steve. They can look at last-second shots. They can look at two versus three-pointer, who the ball goes out of bounds off of, and then they can look at it for situations like this. We saw this the other night as well, after Max DeLeo, if you remember, was the victim of a very hard foul by one of the Niagara players.
And right now they're looking at to see if Manhurst threw an elbow at Chris Brady as they were tied up.
The officials checking that here. 18:30 to go in our first half with Monmouth trailing Canisius 3-0. And while we have a quick moment, I'd like to remind you fans that for everything Monmouth University Athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com, as well as check out GoMUHawks.com/connect for every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics. Officials checking over the monitor here. Next game for Monmouth, again, is on the road. Thursday night, heading up to Quinnipiac for a 7 p.m. contest at the TD Bank Sports Center with the Bobcats before returning home for a couple of games on the 19th and the 23rd. Those games against this Canisius team again. And then Fairfield on ESPN3.
This is great, being able to see the refs kind of dialogue about the play they watch, and now they're talking about who's going to go to King and who's going to go to Jimmy Barron and discuss what happened. I was trying to sneak peeks at the monitor here. I honestly didn't think Manhertz threw an elbow. I think they just got wrapped up, and Manhertz is a very big guy. He's almost like a miniature Dwight Howard, and I think either his shoulder or his head went into Chris Brady. I didn't think I saw an elbow. We'll see what the refs thought.
Yeah, they've gone to each coach, and it looks as though no malicious intent, no foul called. They actually do call a foul, and it's on Chris Brady.
Ironically enough.
So there you go. Monmouth pressuring Canisius full here. The Golden Griffins beat that pressure, and they operate moving to our right. Barron top of the key. Tough cover for Robinson as he slips over to Manhertz. He tried to pass it and then lost it out of bounds, and Monmouth will get it back. 18:07 to go. Hawks still looking for their first basket this afternoon. And Steve, that'll be a fairly tough guard for Justin Robinson, who's one of the better guards in the league, just a freshman. But it's really tough assignment drawing Billy Barron, who's not just a senior, but he's a pretty thick player. Got some upper body on him for such a good guard.
Absolutely. Stocky guy, very strong, can really do it all. I don't think Robinson will be the only guy on him. I think they'll run Deion Jones, Max DeLeo at him. You know for a fact that Max DeLeo will eventually be on Billy Barron.
I agree, but I got a question. What about a player like Tyrone Ogaro's in the game? Would you consider putting him on Barron to make him more of a driver?
You know, Ogaro's pretty versatile. That'd be an interesting play. I just don't know how much experience Ogaro has playing guys who are as dynamic as Billy Barron.
Right, like on the ball, not running through screens. Speaking of that, Monmouth into their motion set here. Andrew Nicholas catches the foul line, rips to the basket, and lays it in off the window.
A nice job by Red Nicholas catching the ball at the high post, being aggressive, going to his left hand, and finishing at the rim.
How about that? That's an equally tough cover for freshman guard Zach Lewis from Canisius trying to guard Andrew Nicholas. Monmouth playing 2-3 for the first time. Canisius moving it around the perimeter. Barron open for three. He misses that one. Rebound to Perez. He blows the easy offensive rebound. Manhertz then misses one. Out of bounds. Off Andrew Nicholas. It'll be Canisius' ball.
Well, the Hawks go into that 2-3 defense there. But something you don't want to do is give up wide open looks to Billy Barron. That time he couldn't knock it down. I'm a little surprised that they did go to the zone because of the shooting of Canisius. But it was so effective against Niagara. You'll probably see the Hawks switch in and out of it all game long.
Canisius has four guys on the floor right now that can knock the three down. This is one of them. Barron has the 3 points that Canisius has on the scoreboard as they lead 3-2. Top of the key, Jordan Heath finds a cutting Zach Lewis backdoor, who's fouled by Zach Tillman with 17:09 to go, first half.
And just not good defense there from the Hawks. Andrew Nicholas gets beat backdoor. They overloaded the one side of the floor. They take Red Nicholas backdoor. Lewis takes him backdoor. And then Tillman, a little late on help, and just has to foul.
Zach Lewis, 6'3 freshman from Windsor, Connecticut. He was great the other night, Steve, in their comeback win over Ryder. Hit some huge threes in the second half on their run. Makes his first free throw. A player that the buzz was he could have played at a higher level than even the MAC. And elected to come here and play for Coach Barron. That's why he's a good coach. Gets good players to come in.
And Zach Lewis, another guy who shoots in the 40s from three-point range, 40% on the year.
He knocks them both down. Canisius 5, Monmouth 2. Hawks back the other way, moving to our left. Deion Jones has it top of the key. We'll go over to Justin Robinson. Robinson dribbling between the circles. Finds a cutting Jones. He'll hand off for Nicholas. Jumps to pass, throws it down low to Tillman, has his shot swatted by Manhertz, right into the hands of Chris Perez. Manhertz is 6'6", Steve. He plays like he's about 6'10".
He's a big guy.
Lewis top of the key. It's a screen from Heath. Eyes up Nicholas. Attacks the basket. Pull up two is too strong. Ogaro with the rebound. Robinson in transition. Monmouth trailing 5-2. Stop and go for Robinson. Tough shot. Oh, it's good. Absorbing contact and putting it in.
Nice job by Justin Robinson, and he really came on in that Niagara game, scoring the ball wise, hit a couple of nice threes, got to the rim a little bit. Nice job by Robinson.
Steve, a little bit of a matchup look here for MU in this 2-3. Jordan Heath, top of the key, throws down low to Manhertz, double teamed, loses it for a minute but gets it back, throws it left wing to Barron. Now Perez on the right wing, skip past to Heath left wing, blank catch on the perimeter, down low Manhertz. Jumps to pass, throws to Barron top of the key. Bullet pass into the corner. Lewis a three. an air ball. Tillman with the rebound.
A great defensive possession there for the Hawks, really closing out the shooters.
Robinson finds Jones in transition. He can't get the three to go. It hit the shot clock. Over the top. We've reached our first timeout. Canisius 5, Monmouth 4. 15:37 to go first half, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside, Canisius College. Monmouth trailing the Golden Griffins 5-4, 15:37 to go in our first half. Steve, worth mentioning, Monmouth without the services again this afternoon of Greg Nowak, the freshman forward, will miss his second straight game with a concussion. Obviously, with the concern with head injuries, no rush to get Greg back. Obviously, his production is missed, but we need him fully healthy. Tough not having one of your key guys off the bench.
Hey, plays a nice role for the Hawks coming off the bench, and now that Brady and Tillman both start, that makes them a little deeper with O'Garrow and Khalil Brown playing minutes off the bench without Nowak.
Canisius moving left to right. Steve, tough early going for both teams. A combined 3 of 12 shooting the basketball here. As the Golden Griffins move it, Perez gets free. Wraparound pass to Lewis. He'll try a triple, and he'll put that one in to give Canisius an 8-4 lead.
Nice looking stroke by Zach Lewis. Spotting up on the right wing there, knocking it down. Canisius that time went to your traditional flex look. The Hawks struggled with it a little bit. Gave up some penetration, and Lewis got a wide open look.
5 minutes gone by. Golden Griffins leading by 4. Deion Jones holding it for Monmouth on the left wing. Hawks look stagnant, Steve, in their offensive set early on. Robinson throws for Brady. He tried to throw it over to Nicholas. Lewis intercepted it.
And Monmouth is going to that offense they ran against Niagara.
Jordan Heath buries a triple.
And you just have to guard him in transition. He's a stretch four, man. Again, half of his shots, or almost half of his shots, have been threes. He shoots 50% from three. He's a guy that in transition, if you don't find him, he's going to knock that shot down as the trail man.
We know Canisius can stroke the triple. They shoot 40% as a team. They lead Monmouth by 7. Andrew Nicholas goes top of the key. Jones. Now over to Robinson on the right wing. Back to Nicholas, top of the key. He'll throw over to Jones. Deion Jones makes a one-on-one move. Then tried to throw to Nicholas. It was behind him and intercepted by Lewis again. Perez on the break with Barron. Perez puts it in off the window to give Canisius a 13-4 lead. 6 minutes gone by.
I think Coach Rice needs to go to the open offense that the Hawks were doing more of the earlier on in the year. And with that, probably Brady or Tillman will come out.
Tillman tried to throw one back door. Heath intercepted it. Lewis leads ahead, and Heath, after a lob attempt from Perez, is fouled and will go to the line. That might have been as good as Canisius' play. That was an awful lob attempt, but he'll go to the line.
Against Niagara, Monmouth was running a 2-3 set where they had two guards on the outside and then the two bigs on the blocks, and then they would run a guy along the baseline getting screens from the bigs, and then on the catch in the corner, they would look inside. They're trying to do the same thing against Canisius here. It's just not working. Canisius is a little bigger than Niagara and more experienced, and Jordan Heath is a rim protector. I think they need to get out of it and just start getting back to their motion and to their open offense, spread the floor. They've gone to a little bit of a smaller lineup, and just try to get more ball movement.
Heath made the first free throw. Subs for both teams will reset the lineups after his second free throw. And it gives Canisius, rather keeps the game 14-4. Golden Griffins lead by 4. Max DeLeo pulls down the rebound, then streaks down floor, throws a wild shot off the back of the backboard. As now Monmouth into their set, as Steve said, with a smaller lineup. Here's one of them, Josh James to the basket. Lay it in, and one for Josh James, taking the contact. As the player in the circle was Jordan Heath's brother, Josiah. And Steve, that'll put Monmouth now only down 8 after that strong take by James.
I love that call by the official because he was about to call a charge, and then he realized that Josiah Heath was in the restricted area. And it's almost like he changed his call mid-call, which made the Canisius bench go nuts. But he's an official that made the right call, and he was about to call a charge. He realized he was in the restricted area and then changed it. I think that's great officiating.
James on the floor with Max DeLeo, Tyrone O'Garrow, Deion Jones, and Andrew Nicholas, that smaller lineup that you just talked about. James missing his free throw. Tyrone O'Garrow pulls the rebound down and then travels. The Canisius lineup is Billy Barron, Chris Perez, Zach Lewis. Their backcourt's the same, but into the game is Josiah Heath, the younger brother of Jordan Heath, and joining him is Phil Valenti, a redshirt freshman from Victor, New York. So, Steve, both teams have gone considerably smaller here. Perez, drive and kick to Valenti, the lefty. Pumps it three, now hands for Perez on the right wing, 16 on the shot clock. Perez, into the lane, floater, no good. Offensive rebound tip in by Josiah Heath.
And that time the lack of size on the offensive glass hurt the Hawks as Heath was able to get in and tip it in.
16-6, Canisius leads.
And how about this? Monmouth goes small to go to an open offense, and Canisius goes zone. It's a wonderful job by Jimmy Barron.
That's good adjustments right there. Monmouth does have four shooters on the floor. We'll see what they can do. Hawks working it here. Deion Jones catching at the foul line, going to the basket, has his first shot blocked, his second one blocked, and that jump ball call will give it back to Canisius. A lot of good... good strategy, early basketball here. 12:37 to go. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth by 10.
It's a game of adjustments on the fly.
Barron tries a long pass to Perez. Ball deflected out of bounds off of Josh James. Canisius will keep it. But nice defensive play by Josh James, playing free safety almost.
It seems to me, though, the Hawks had a chance there at that ball, 50-50 ball. It seems like they're just a step slow right now. They were great against Niagara with every loose ball. It just seems like they're a little step slow in this game.
Inbounding, Canisius will move it around here. Valenti fires one to Josiah Heath. Baseline jumper too strong. Max DeLeo pulls down the rebound. Head of steam going to the basket. DeLeo jumps the pass over to Deion Jones. Reverse layup off the bottom of the backboard. Valenti ahead to Barron. Two on one with Perez. Bounces it to Perez. He'll lay it in. No good. But he is undercut and will go to the line for two. That ball rolled around the rim and did everything except fall down.
Deion Jones, he catches the ball deep in the lane there. He's going to the middle of the basket. He's got to use his left hand. He was a little off balance and tried to scoop it with his right. He's going to his left hand. He's got to go up and use his left.
Chris Perez will go to the foul line. He's kind of shaking out the cobwebs a bit. Kind of a perplexing player, Steve. He shoots 48% from three, but 58% from the line. Kind of the same as Jordan Heath, who shoots 50% from the line and 43%, or rather 50% from three and 43% from the line.
Absolutely.
And Perez misses his first one.
And the Hawks need to foul later. Those are the two guys to foul.
Yeah, really. That's weird. If you're Jordan Heath, why not just shoot a three then?
Right?
Just fellas. Perez goes 0-for-2. Monmouth pulls the defensive rebound down and now will advance. Tyrone O'Garrow's going to drive and kick. It works its way over to Nicholas. Red with a floater. Good to cut the lead to 8.
And this might be a game here where Red and Deion Jones have to score for the Hawks to compete here this afternoon against Canisius.
Against one of the better teams in the league. Barron fires it right wing to Lewis. Throws it back top of the key to Barron. Over on the left wing, it's Perez. One dribble, picks up his dribble. Valenti at the foul line. Fires it down low to Heath. Has his shot blocked, but a foul called with 11:32 to go. And we'll take a timeout. Canisius 16, Monmouth 8. 11:32 to go, first half. And we're out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we welcome you back here to Canisius College. And while we have a minute, we'd like to remind you that the Boathouse Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Monmouth basketball. The Boathouse features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Head there today to not only listen to our broadcast here on the Shore Sports Network, but to check out the NFL playoff action. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Steve, Monmouth down 8 to Canisius. 11:32 to go, first half.
But Canisius right now is taking control of this game for a couple different reasons. One, they're adjusting very well to what the Hawks are doing. The Hawks go zone, they get into their zone offense, they swing the ball around well, and they're getting good shots. And then defensively, the Hawks went to a small lineup to go back to their open offense, and then Canisius drops back into his zone, which has been very well executed by Jimmy Barron and his staff.
Josiah Heath may have just thrown up an air ball. Did it hit the rim?
I think it did. I think it nicked the rim.
Ooh. Well, he'll get another one here. You hear the fans kind of go, ooh, when he shot it. Heath doesn't play as much as his brother. He goes 0-for-2 here. He's actually a good foul shooter, though. Before then, Monmouth pulls down the rebound with O'Garrow, so the Hawks come back the other way, down 16-8. Deion Jones, strong drive, missing a layup off the back of the rim. Max DeLeo pulls down the 50-50 ball, and he's fouled by a new Griffin into the game, Jeremiah Williams, a junior from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's a strong take by Deion Jones. You like the take, you just got to finish. But He had a shot at the three, had a guy run out at him, gave a nice shot fake, and attacked the rim strong.
Monmouth inbounding from under their own basket. Jones gets it. It works its way over into the left corner, all the way to Andrew Nicholas after all five Hawks touch it. Nicholas bounces one to DeLeo. Top of the key, Jones. Now James has it. And he's guarded by Williams. Throws it right wing for Jones. Top of the key, Nicholas. Faces up on Lewis. Has it poked away. Josiah Heath comes away with it. Now Barron will go right at DeLeo. Accelerates and lays it in with the foul. 10:55 to go, and that is the full repertoire from Billy Barron.
Coach Rice, not happy with Tyrone O'Garrow there. I think he wants him to, I'm assuming, stop the ball because nobody did. And Barron accelerated and got to the rim, and then to compound matters, you foul him. He shoots 92% from
Steve,
the foul line.
Monmouth now, not to cut you off, has seven turnovers. Canisius right now has turned it over just one time about midway through this first half. Barron makes the free throw. Golden Griffin's now up 11, 19-8 over Monmouth.
And that's 11 points off of turnovers versus two for Monmouth.
Well, an 11-point game. There you go. 10:45 and ticking to go first half. Andrew Nicholas, left wing. Now goes over on the right wing to Deion Jones. Cuts a cutting Max DeLeo. Down low to O'Gara, who lays it in left-handed.
A great offense that time by the Hawks. They swung the ball. They reversed it. They had guys curling to the basket. Nice job by Max DeLeo to draw the defense and then drop off to O'Gara.
Monmouth staying 2-3 here. Barron has it top of the key. Over to Valeni at the foul line. Works its way back to Barron. Good ball movement here. Lewis for three. Missing it short. Valeni with the rebound. Throws it left wing. Triple try. Jeremiah Williams no good. And Nicholas had the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. They say off Canisius. So Monmouth will get it back. Jordan Heath back in for Josiah Heath.
And now Canisius showing a little bit of press here with Jordan Heath on the ball. And look at that frame. 6'10", long. Him guarding the ball. We'll see if they trap out of this.
Max DeLeo sits down with Canisius showing press. Coach Wright goes to Justin Robinson. A lot of ball handlers on the floor right now for MU. This is one of them. Deion Jones will cross the timeline. Puts his shoulder down right at Heath. Heath changed the shot. Deion gets his offensive rebound, then kicks it into Josh James in the corner. But a 3-second call. I think, Steve, call made because the first shot was an air ball. If it hits the rim, it resets. Because of the air ball, that's why the call. 9:50 and ticking away here in this first half. Jeremiah Williams, top of the key, will be called for palming the basketball. Tried the crossover, caught it on his own hip.
An unforced error that time by Williams. Monmouth catching a break. And the size of Heath and his shot blocking ability really made Deion Jones throw the ball out, and then he got called for 3 seconds.
9:40 and ticking to go in this first half. Very sluggish first half between both teams. 19-10, Canisius leads. Deion Jones goes backdoor to Josh James. Josh lays it in to cut the lead to 7.
Jim Barron might think about going back to that zone with this small lineup in for the Hawks. Hawks running that open offense well. Josh James going backdoor off of that high post cut. It's a great job by Josh James.
Jordan Heath steps into a triple. Misses that one. Tipped rebound. It's actually a loose ball foul. That'll go against Canisius. They'll get Phil Valeni for the foul. And Steve, it's funny, your reaction was the same one Coach Rice just had when James left Heath. And you both kind of threw your arms up in the air. Monmouth fortunate that Heath wasn't able to make it.
Monmouth is going to play some zone, it looks like, in this game. I just can't think they want to give Heath and Barron wide open looks. You really have to close out those guys. Heath had a wide open shot there.
I think he was surprised how open he was, actually. Hawks only down by 7 here. Under 9 to go. Nicholas right wing. Picks up his dribble. Now goes right corner to Tyrone O'Gara. O'Gara drives right in the body of Heath. Off the back iron. Heath pulls the rebound down. Barron will cross over on Robinson. Throw it to Jeremiah Williams in the corner. Down low Valeni. Loose ball. Out of bounds. Off Monmouth. Good scrapping D, however, by the Hawks. As Canisius will inbound. 23 on the shot clock. Manhurts checks back in. Valeni takes a seat.
And that time Andrew Nicholas was getting posted up. He's got 2 fouls as he picked up that early chippy against Billy Barron. He's got to be careful not to get a third.
Canisius inbound. Zach Lewis to the basket. Too strong. Manhurts can't get the tip in to go. Nicholas pulls it down. Monmouth moving down 7. Robinson pull up three. Bottom of the net for Justin Robinson. Hawks are down just by four.
I love that shot from Justin Robinson. There's times and situations to take that shot. I actually like the decision for him to pull up there and shoot that three in transition.
Manhertz catching one down low, laying one in off a find from Jordan Heath. Yeah, Steve, it's amazing. Justin Robinson, I'm assuming, is 18 years old. He really has a mature basketball IQ, as this time he's fouled by Jeremiah Williams.
Yeah, and I think he's getting more and more confident. He's a freshman, so you're going to have games where you look like a freshman, and you're going to have games where he's so talented, where he's going to have games where he looks a lot older than that. And against Niagara, he was great. A great job pulling up in transition there. It's such a threat when you have a point guard who can score anytime he has the ball. And he can get to the rim, believe it or not, and he's so small, but he can get to the rim. He can pull up on a dime. He can shoot the three. He's so talented, and he's such a little guy, but he's so talented.
Ogero and Jones sit down. Coach Rice comes back with the two bigs, Brady and Tillman. Josh James here turning one over, kicking it out of bounds. We'll give it back to Canisius when we come back. 7:47 to go. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth 21-15, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their good friends and premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurant, and Surf Taco. Thank you for your support all basketball season, as well as fans, our good buddies at Scala's Pizzeria, a proud supporter of the Hawks. For great pizza and more, visit Faz and Will, about a block from the ocean in vibrant West End, or call them at 732-222-8728. Monmouth trails Canisius 21-15, 7:47 to go. First half, and Steve, Monmouth is down six. They've turned it over nine times. They're only shooting 43%, but they're right in the basketball game.
And they've picked up a little bit of rhythm offensively, going to that open set, and also Robinson banging that three down in transition.
Jeremiah Williams goes right wing Jordan Heath. He goes down low to Manhurts, who's fouled going to the basket with 7:31 to go in the first half. The foul is on the way up, and they'll call that on Tyrone Ogero, his first foul.
Canisius is doing a great job of zone offense here, and what they're doing is that they're hitting the high post, and then the middle guy of the 2-3 zone, which this time was Tillman, has to play on that catch. And the wings on the 2-3 zone have to then dive into the low post, and they're at a disadvantage because they're kind of spread out far to get to shooters. So when they try to dive back in, Manhurts is down there already in position, and he's huge guy sealing. Good seal by him to get the ball down low and then get fouled.
Zach Tillman sits down. Chris Brady checks in. Manhurts goes 2 of 2. Canisius back on top by 8 with 7:30 to go in this first half. Robinson working on Jeremiah Williams, top of the key. Robinson bounces one right corner to Ogero. Tyrone has Heath on him, works its way back top of the key. This is Josh James. 15 on the shot clock.
They ran a play there to try to get Brady a post-up opportunity.
James goes at Barron. Shuffles one down low to Brady. Brady dribbles reverse, lay it in.
How about Chris Brady catching traffic, then one dribble to the other side of the rim. The lefty reverse layup. Nice job by Chris Brady.
I'll tell you, he is improving every single game as Monmouth trails by six. Perez picks up his dribble. Right elbow Heath. Down low Manhurts. Good ball movement. Jeremiah Williams for three. Off right iron. Brady with the rebound. Robinson in transition. Makes an ankle-breaking move on Williams. And then has his shot blocked by Williams. Barron with Perez in transition will lay it in.
And that's the time where Robinson's size gets him in trouble. He can get to the rim, but he also has to just kind of know where he is and know where the shot blockers are, as that was a tough play for him. Ends up in 2 points for Canisius.
He also kind of slipped a little bit, too. I think it looked worse than it really was. Nicholas to the basket is fouled on the way up. Either Perez or Heath got him with 6:06 to go in this first half. Officials a little unsure, and they'll call that foul on Chris Perez.
And Jim Barron's not happy with the call. And, you know, I tend to agree with calls like that. Is Andrew Nicholas really initiated all the contact there. He was driving hard, lowered his shoulder, and initiated all the contact. And you see that happen all the time as Red makes the first shot. Guys who initiate the contact offensively like that seem to get the call the majority of the time.
You know, something, you're right, by the way, but something I don't think Andrew Nicholas gets enough credit for, Steve, we've harped on, how bad of a foul shooter he was. He has really, really improved that foul shooting stroke as he knocks them both down here. As Mama trails by six, Max DeLeo back in, and he's never been a bad foul shooter. It's just for such a good shooter, you have high expectations for the guy because he's a knockdown college basketball player.
He really struggled his freshman year, and I think it started to become mental, and he's now, I think, getting out of that. And like you said, he's such a good shooter. He shouldn't be a bad foul shooter, but we see that a lot. Look at Jordan Heath. He shoots 50% from three.
Good point. Definitely not a unique problem as Deion Jones knocks a ball out of bounds as Canisius was working it around the perimeter. 5:35 to go first half. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth by six. Stay tuned at halftime. Steve and I will take a look at the full slate of MAC games being played this afternoon, as well as our first half statistics. Perez inbounds to Heath, who hands it back to Perez. Trap left corner. Deflected. Deion Jones with a steal. Ahead to Robinson. Finds James in transition. Spins at the foul line. Has his shot pinned by Jordan Heath. Let's go back the other way with Canisius. Perez right at Robinson. Is called for a blocking foul. Two free throws for Chris Perez. The fans want a goaltend. Not even close. But it'll be two free throws for Chris Perez.
I think it would have been. It's a closer goaltend on Jordan Heath over here.
I agree.
That was a tough, fast break for the Hawks as they had numbers, but their spacing wasn't great. Robinson, I think, with flashes of that block from a couple possessions ago, gave it up to James, who actually caught it in some traffic, but a great spin move by Josh James. He's really a lot of fun to watch. But Heath ends up protecting the rim there and blocking a shot.
Zach Lewis will check back in. Billy Barron will take a seat. You don't hear that very often. Billy Barron plays on average 39 minutes a game.
I guess we'll see him at the 4:38 mark coming back in.
Fans, just to put that into perspective, a college basketball regulation game is 40 minutes as Perez knocks down both free throws. 27-19, Canisius leads. Yeah, he'll be back in at the under four, I'm guessing. Robinson bounces one to Deion Jones, left wing. Jones makes a move. Hands off to Robinson, out to DeLeo, pumps it three, and now throws it for Robinson on the wing. Robinson, drive, kick, James, three, got it. Monmouth down 27-22.
And again, that time Robinson gets deep into the lane, but decides to kick the ball out, and they're going to be a fun duo to watch. Robinson and James for 4 years. Kicks it out to Josh James, he knocks down a three.
Hawks are only down five on the road against one of the top teams in the MAC. Perez, top of the key, Lewis. Works its way to Heath at the right elbow. Faces up on O'Gara. Finds a cutting Williams back door. Wrap around past the Perez. Works its way back to Heath for three. Right iron, no good. Rebound to O'Gara. Steve, can Monmouth put a run on here with Barron on the bench for this brief time? A quick 5-0 run would be huge right here. 4:30 and counting. Robinson gets around Williams, and then he's fouled going to the basket. Oh, he made the circus shot, but wave it off.
We talk about Robinson's been a small guard his whole life. So when he gets into the lane, he has to be crafty at times. He puts amazing spin on the ball.
Yes.
And even that shot there that didn't count, he had to. It was like a whirling dervish falling away to the basket. He spins the ball at such an amazing angle, and he finds a way to put it in, though.
You don't see younger players know the angles sometimes so well. He's been doing it forever. As you said once, he's been small his whole life. As Deion Jones drives into the chest of Manhurts, and he'll be called for an offensive foul.
To me, that was a bad call. I think Manhurts stepped in late and was still moving a little bit. We try to be fair when it comes to what we think is a good call and a bad call. I thought that was a bad call. I don't think that was a charge at all.
By the way, the Jimmy Barron rest about a minute 11 seconds as he is back into the game. Hey, he must be tired. I mean, he rested more than a minute.
They had a double overtime game the other night. Maybe he's trying to give him a few more minutes.
Barron bringing it over the timeline. Being guarded by DeLeo. Fans wanted a foul on DeLeo. Now, Steve, this is the matchup that you were looking for. Manhurst gets free down low and serves one up over O'Gara to put Canisius up by seven.
And that's how they're beating Monmouth zone right now. Not really with their outside three-point shooting, but they're dumping the ball inside to the top, to the high post. And then Manhurts is really posting hard and sealing hard and getting position.
Jones pull up two way off to the right. Under four to go. Griffin's moving. Perez for three. No good. And we have a loose ball foul down low as O'Garrow's jersey was being held. Pretty sure that'll go on Manhurts, and it will. 3:46 to go. Monmouth trailing 29-22. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. 3:46 to go, first half. Monmouth trails Canisius 29-22. We want to remind you fans, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. Steve Pizzazz, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Kessler Athletic Center on campus at Canisius College. Monmouth trailing the Golden Griffins by 7, Steve. Monmouth right now shooting 42% from the floor. They're actually holding Canisius to just 37% from the floor. But what's really hurting Monmouth right now is they turned it over 10 times compared to just 3 turnovers for Canisius. And they have turned those points, Steve, into a 15-4 advantage scoring off of turnovers.
Yeah, they are plus 11 there, Eddie. And also, Manhurts sealing and posting down low against that zone, and their zone offense has really done a good job against that defense. The Hawks are trying to execute against Canisius.
Tyrone O'Garrow missing front end of a 1-1 free throw chance as the Griffins come back the other way. Jordan Heath pulls for 3 off a scramble, missing one to Robinson. He's just 1-for-4 from 3 now. Robinson, pull it a 3 in Barron's face. No good. And Heath crashing for the rebound.
I don't know if Coach Rice loves that shot. That wasn't really a transition, and Barron was right there guarding Robinson.
Barron down low to Heath. He turns on O'Garrow, and there's a foul called with 3:19 to go in the first half. I'll tell you, as good a shooter as Heath is, he looks uncomfortable when he catches it down low.
Yes, absolutely. He's definitely not a guy that wants to mix it up down low. He is your
offensively though. He likes it okay on defense.
He's a big skinny player. You know, he doesn't have a big much bulk to him, but he's long and he uses his length down low on defense to block shots, and he can shoot, that's for sure.
Making his first free throw here, 30-22, Canisius leads. Chris Brady will check back in. He'll take out Tyrone O'Garrow. O'Garrow sits with 2 fouls. Tillman has 2 fouls. DeLeo has 2 fouls. Monmouth into the double bonus. Canisius with 17 fouls. Heath missing the second one. Tipped rebound. Loose ball comes out to Jones, but a loose ball foul will go against Canisius. That will go on Zach Lewis.
It's actually an unfortunate foul for the Hawks, as they had a 2-on-1 going the other way with Deion Jones orchestrating the break. And I think Josh James was running with them, so I probably would have rather have taken those numbers there with Jones and James going 2-on-1.
Maybe go soccer rules and you give them the advantage, let them play forward, but obviously not the case. This is basketball, in case you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come to the monitor. I'm not sure why they're going to come to the monitor this time, Steve. 3:17 to go in our first half. Monmouth trailing by 8. What do you think they're looking at?
Maybe to see who got fouled.
Okay. Well, I'll let you play the role of analyst by looking at the monitor as you get a bird's eye view as we are live here at the Kessler Athletic Center. Oh, man. They moved the screen so we can't see it.
It looks to me that it was possibly Max DeLeo who got fouled. But
okay. I'll take your word for it.
We'll see. So far, I've been 1-for-1 on monitor rules.
That's true.
Monitor reviews.
Worth mentioning that our back is obviously to the crowd. They moved the monitor so the crowd can't see what's going on.
It's a Tom Coughlin-like success rate.
I think they rule, Steve, that Josh James, the player that was fouled. So Josh will go to the line with 5 points.
1-for-2.
I'll take 50%.
50% is not bad.
Isn't it something like Tom Coughlin has the highest successful challenge rate like ever?
It might be. He's definitely one who throws the challenge flag to a success.
Ooh. Very artsy sounding. That was good. That was very that was like it meant something. Josh James goes 1-of-2 from the line. He misses the second. Brady offensive rebound. Lefty jump hook is good. Monmouth down 5. And how about the offensive revelation we've seen out of Chris Brady in Western New York?
You said it earlier how comfortable he's getting now, and he's really comfortable going to that left hand. He is a lefty. That time he caught it, got the rebound, put it up strong with that left baby hook.
Canisius will inbound after Monmouth deflected a ball out of bounds. 3 minutes to go. It's a 5-point game here in a very competitive first half. You figure Chris Brady, who's from upstate New York, would play well up here in Buffalo. Jordan Heath, left wing, Picks up his dribble, throws down low to Manhurst, skips it to Perez. One dribble, tries a three. Good contest by Robinson. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Canisius. Really good defensive possession there for MU Stevens, specifically Justin Robinson.
And Robinson, the good closeout and then the box out as there was a long rebound going to the baseline. Robinson kept his box out the whole time as Perez couldn't get to the long rebound.
Hawks down just by five. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to go, first half. Steve, we know we haven't seen the best Monmouth basketball of this season here in the first half, and they just trail by five against a good Canisius team.
And Canisius not really getting it going from the three-point range, and they can really fill it up. That's keeping Monmouth in this game.
Robinson has it top of the key, being watched by Barron. Around a screen, Robinson picks up his dribble. Over to Deion Jones. He pumps out to Robinson for three. No good. Rebound to Perez.
That's not a bad look right there. Deion Jones driving aggressive, kicking it out. I don't think that's a bad shot.
Barron for three. Rush shot is short. Rebound comes down to Chris Brady with numbers here. Back the other way. Deion Jones leaves for Josh James. Gets his man in the air and can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for two. And, you know, with Monmouth down five, is Josh James not one of the better interior finishers on this team?
He's absolutely phenomenal in transition. And it's his strength and his body control. At that time, he caught it. He went one way and then basically realized at the last second he's got to stop going that way and then go the other way. He's really phenomenal to watch in transition, Eddie.
Unfortunately, missing his free throw here, Phil Valenti will check back in. He'll take out Manhurst. Monmouth down 5. 1:53 to go first half. Again, stay tuned at halftime. Take a look at our Coke Zero Mac scoreboard. James, 0 for 2. Rebound comes down to Heath.
Missed opportunity there.
Barron back the other way, being watched by DeLeo. Barron backs into DeLeo. Now bounces one over to Lewis on the right wing. Perez around a screen. Max DeLeo goes crashing out of bounds. Barron for three, puts it in. And DeLeo got laid out on a screen, Steve, under the basket.
Coach Rice is angry, looking for a moving screen along the baseline there as DeLeo got laid out. I think there was a couple moving screens also up high, and Billy Barron also pushed off a little bit. Coach Rice is not happy.
Coach Rice takes a 30-second timeout. Canisius now up by eight. With 1:25 to go, and he is having an earful with one of the officials. He's saying, you know, look, Max DeLeo is not the guy to act injured. If he's hurt, there's a reason, and he went crashing out of bounds. He's even asking to check the monitor. I don't know if they can do that on a coach insistence. I know it has to come from the officials. Nevertheless, 85 seconds to go first half. Monmouth down by eight. Replay ready just in case. Any chance we can see it ourselves? It's like when you...
We're making friends with the replay monitor official here.
Absolutely. Hey, the folks here at Canisius have been fantastic for us. Ooh.
It was close. I mean, Heath might have thrown a little shoulder or a little chicken wing there. I wouldn't call that a dirty play. I would just call it a moving screen.
Monmouth here, moving it down eight. James steps through a double team. Finds Jones at the foul line. Deion Jones picks up his dribble, throws it out to DeLeo. Now Robinson with 15 on the shot clock. 65 seconds to go, first half. Robinson eyes up Barron. Throws it to Jones. Deion, step back, triple. Short. Josh James, offensive rebound. Putback is good with under a minute to go.
Oh, enormous play by Josh James. Crashing the glass, getting the rebound, putting it in. Cutting the game to six. The Hawks should get another possession here. They need a stop and a score to go into halftime with some momentum.
Barron throws it over to Perez. Kicks it out to Barron. He'll pump it three. Now step into a closer three and put it in. Monmouth will inbound. Steve, they'll take the final shot of the half, but they trail 36-27.
And that's a possession where they lost Billy Barron, arguably the best player in the MAC conference. He gets an open look with guys running at him.
Yeah, I'll tell you, without seeing everyone, for my money, he is the best player in the league. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Game clock and shot clock are running in unison. Valenti fouls Deion Jones 35 feet from the basket, and Jim Barron asks Valenti the question, a Thousander fan so want to know, why?
Jim Barron's all over Valenti there, and he's right. I mean, Deion Jones wasn't really going anywhere. He started to get into his move. Valenti fouled him, and he fouled him far away from the basket. Now Jones is going to go to the line. Jones needs to convert here, and then the Hawks have to get a stop before this half ends.
Big free throws here from Deion Jones. He'll make his first one. Christian White will check in for the final 9.3. Nice sub by Coach Rice taking Max DeLeo out, who has two fouls. You don't want him picking up a garbage third foul with 9 seconds in the half.
Yep, absolutely. But also, it takes away defensively, too, because Max is so long and athletic.
Deion Jones knocks them both down. Monmouth down 36-29. James will guard Barron this final possession. 5 seconds to go, first half. Barron throws it over to Zach Lewis for three. Oh, he put it in. Canisius will go into halftime. Down 39-29, rather up 39-29 on Monmouth. And Coach Rice extremely upset at Zach Lewis. I think he got bumped and trash-talked by Zach Lewis, and he is fired up.
Well, Coach Rice, I think he's saying that Zach Lewis spit in his face. I think I read his lips. I think he said Zach Lewis spit in his face. Zach Lewis hit a left wing, and he backpedaled, and he ended up right in front of Coach Rice. Coach Rice always kind of smiles at guys who end up right next to him, especially when they make shots. And he was smiling at him, and Coach Rice kind of started walking towards him at the buzzer. I thought he was saying Zach Lewis spit in my face.
Weird developments towards the end of the first half here in Buffalo. We'll take a timeout at halftime. When we come back, I want to get Jeff Stapleton over here. He was right on scene, and he's right where it would have happened. So we're going to talk to Jeff at halftime off air, and then we'll go over our Coke Zero Mac out-of-town scores, Steve, as well as look at first-half stats. But Monmouth played well. They were down 5 a couple of minutes ago. Big end of the first half for Canisius.
Yeah, and momentum. They had 2 threes there in the final 2 possessions, and they trapped Billy Barron, and he threw out of it, trusted his teammates to make the right play. That was a pretty wild scene right here to end the half. Again, Zach Lewis makes a three and backpedals and kind of ends up right in front of Coach Rice at the buzzer. Coach Rice was basically smiling. And then it changed as he was screaming, he spit in my face. And, wow, that's pretty wild.
Weird developments here, folks, towards the end of the first half. We're going to step out, get our bearings, get our scoreboard ready to roll. Monmouth will go into halftime down 10. Brian, we'll take a 3-minute timeout here at halftime. When we come back, we'll look at our Coke Zero out-of-town Mac scoreboard here on your home for Monmouth basketball, with the Hawks trailing 39-29 at halftime at Canisius, the Shore Sports Network.